Hello? Okay. All right. Good evening, everyone. It's the same faces all the time. I know you all going to be here. And today is going to be a great day. But we have somebody in ICU. I will want all of you to agree with me, all of us to be in one accord. We've been praying on it since 4 p.m. when Pastor Ray sent it to us, and we already contacted the Power of Prayer members. I will pray for tonight, and then we will pray for Amanda, who is in ICU. Everlasting God, we thank you for bringing each and every one of us here tonight to come and listen to your word. They are all here not for the preacher, but for you to come and listen to your word. You said we're going to know the truth. Let all of us know the truth tonight, and let the truth set us free. And myself, my God, anoint my mouth so that the word can come out the way it's supposed to be. One of us, Amanda, is in ICU, laboring, expecting baby. Everlasting God, make it so easy for her so that we will be able to hear great news, and all the glory and all the honor will be for you. We ask for that collectively in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Everyone that believes with me, say,
amen.
Amen. It shall be so. I thank you for coming tonight. My topic is going to be God friend. We all want to be God friend. We all want to be able to relate with God. We all want to be able to, when we talk to God, we want God to be able to recognize us. That is exactly what we're going to talk about tonight. And before then, I will explain a few words before we kick. That means moving forward. For us to call yourself son and daughter, you must be able to continue to walk in fear of God. Let us read Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Ha ha. Fools, that's the way the Bible describes it. Let me explain what a knowledge is. According to the Bible, knowledge of God is the understanding of God's nature, character, and truth. It is closely tied to a relationship with God. And the Bible says that people who fear God can grow their knowledge of God. That is about knowledge. Knowledge of God requires us to trust in Him and believe what He says. Tonight, we can know God from what God reveals to us about Himself to us. I'm going to make an illustration of that when I got into the middle of it. Despise wisdom and instruction. Look at what they just put and the bird. Is Solomon referring to scripture in knowledge? No. Is Solomon referring to political achievement? No. Is Solomon referring to scientific knowledge? No, no, and yes. Many scientific lack good knowledge and wisdom. Many scientific thought they know it all. Not all of them. We got a lot of scientific people in this church. I know so many of them. So many of them. Even one of them is a great teacher of the Bible here. But it's not many. It's only few. Many don't or may not have personal intimacy relationship with God. When you have fear of God in you, the next step will be for you to start to develop personal intimacy. The next step will be for you to develop intimacy relationship. Now you want, you're going to be son and daughter of God. Before I move forward, let me explain what those two things are. Intimacy. Because they will be saying, what is he saying? Intimacy, intimacy. Let me explain the way Bible describes it. Intimacy with God. A deep, loving relationship that involves knowing and being known by God. Intimacy with God is compared to good, stable marriage. If you have been married for a couple of years, when your wife or you look at your wife, or your wife look at you, you can know both of you is just on identified points. I can call you. Unseparable. That is intimacy. Now, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of intimacy with God. That is one intimacy. The other intimacy with God, personal relationship intimacy with God. Why I explain what intimacy means, I know you all may know it, but the way I'm going to describe it, the way I'm going to illustrate the two personal intimacy and the intimacy relationship. Intimacy relationship. I always watch in television Joe Osteen sometimes. My wife got some people he watches as well. I watch Bill Wilson. I know so much about them. I know how many children they got. I know their achievement in their ministry. I know. If I see them in crowd, I can identify them. What about Joe Osteen and Bill Wilson? If they see me, they're not going to know me. They will never recognize me. They don't even know I have so much intimacy, kind of bonding, love to them. They don't. Now I have another two pastors in my life. Pastor John was my senior, was my pastor for years in this place. He was my teacher for 2 years under him. Pastor David Makwa was my pastor here. I know him. I know both two of them. I know their children. I know their accomplishment. They know me. They know my wife. Bill Wilson and Joe Austin, they don't know nothing about me. But because all their friends know them, all their associates in their ministry know them. All their friends know them. Those are two personal intimacy relationships. And once you accepted Christ, now you start to develop fear of God in you. Walking with God, fear of God in you. From there, you start to pray. Before you know, God starts to know you. Now you start to know much about God. How do you know? You read. Many teachers, they will teach you. Then you start to develop relationship with God. You're going to see tonight, I'm going to demonstrate to you in the Bible, two people, God called them his own friend. He called them his own friend. If God is going to do something, those two friends, God will let them know. That so-so is going to happen in your area. I'm going to do so-so-so. They're so special to God. They know God's ways. That relationship has to be there. And the fear of God is the beginning of the knowledge. That was why I explained what the knowledge was earlier. You cannot have real godly knowledge until you develop the fear of God. And you will be walking with the fear of God. Now, fear of God is the beginning of our intimacy with God. Now I'm going to go into friend of God. The two friend of God, one is Abraham. Second, Moses. Oh, why do you say they are? No, they are not the only friend of God. A lot of friends of God, we cannot mention it all tonight. But those two special friends of God that he called his friend, Moses and Abraham. But look at it tonight. What happened to Abraham? I don't see. I'm not going to point finger. I don't see where anybody can endure that without trust and belief and real relationship. You got covenant. It's a secret agreement between God and his people, where God made promises and usually expects certain behavior from people. God may promise a blessing in exchange for obedience. God made a covenant with Abraham. When Abraham was 70 years old, God cut covenant with him. God knew Abraham's heart. God knew what Abraham wanted. God knew Abraham's desire. God promised Abraham's son. Abraham made several mistakes. We all know it. I cannot go there tonight. Abraham made several mistakes. I'm not going to point finger. I'm not going to go the other side this tonight. He made several mistakes, but Abraham still obeyed God and believed God. He was still full, persuaded that God is able and will do what God promised. At age of 90 years old, Abraham's wife Sarah got pregnant with son by name Isaac. After all years of Abraham waited for God's promises and God delivered his promises, now God wanted to test Abraham. Why? Tell me. Why does he want to test Abraham? God know in and out of Abraham. God know today and God know tomorrow. God know what can happen. What? I was wondering, but God was looking for only one thing in Abraham. His heart. His heart towards him. Maybe, despite his care, despite he trusts God, despite he have faith in God, despite he's reliable, but maybe some friends can talk him out of the way of him relating to God. Now God tested him. We see how it goes. God wanted to test Abraham. Let us read Genesis 22, verses 1 to 2. Are we there? Are we there? Okay. Now it came to pass after this thing that God blessed Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Take now your son. Listen to this. Your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and have offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. You and me, if that happened, what are you gonna do? No, please. I was thinking in my own flesh, in my own way of thinking. I said, well, maybe I try all my Christianity, trying to be holy. I said, maybe if you bring your offer yourself, but out of three, I will leave your children and your wife. I was thinking, I said, maybe I can be able to do that. But for me to offer my children, my child, for burnt offering, I don't know. I'm confessing to before congregation. But this is a man. What made him true? He believed God would not break covenant. He believed covenant can be broken by men. And he already made up his mind. He believed his God will do what he promised him. He believed his God, whichever way he's going to do it, he already promised him, and he believed he's going to be fulfilled. Otherwise, who? We are up father and mother. look at this. To tithe his own son that he waited for all this year. At the age of 90, now you gave him the child. And he knew his heart. But he want him to prove, to demonstrate it. And now, this godly friendship will be established. That was the purpose of God. He knows he's not going to let Abraham slaughter his own son. He know Isaac is his heart. He know what is precious to him. He have no reason of taking it from him. But it takes two to tango. Abraham, in his heart, believes so much in God, that my God will never violate his covenant. He believes his God will do what he promised that he is going to do. God looking for Abraham's submission of heart to God, looking for Abraham obedient of faith to God. Abraham knew God would never make mistake. Abraham's strength believed the covenant made by God to him. Abraham, despite all what God asked from him, he still believed God's covenant is going to be there. His heart, his trust, his faith, his obedience, his reliability in God's promises. He stood very firm on it. He feared and have intimacy with God. Like I said, most of the faces here tonight are the same faces coming to Wednesday night, Sunday night. It's good. It's not a waste of time. Hearing it and keep hearing it personal relationship. In the morning, you talk to him. God never sleep nor slumber. So you never wake God up at night. You can talk to him. In the morning, you can talk to him. Midnight, like somebody like me. At night, if I maybe dream or something like that, okay, let's do it. I'm up. I'm taking it somewhere to my God. To my God. God never sleep or slumber. You can talk to your God anytime. You can know. That was why I described. I know Pastor John. I know Pastor Dave. I know their personal relationship with them. Yes, you have to establish personal relationship with God. Once you establish personal relationship with God, you can knock the door anytime. We are all special before God. God knows our name. It's not joking, because there are a lot in the world. And God said he knows all our name. That is the kind of God we are worshiping. And for us to have relationship with the same God we're talking about, you have to do what it takes to do. That means establish the relationship between you and the same God. There is another man whom God called his friend. He knew God's ways. That is Moses. Moses knew God's ways. Moses talked to God face to face, like two friends. We talk to each other face to face. Talk to God, relate to God face to face. That is Moses. But in order for you seeking that kind of title, in order for you want God, when you call him to immediately recognize you, in order for God to know everything about you, and for you have to know so much about God. And it's not so difficult to know much about God. The more you come to God on a daily basis, God may not test you like Abraham. Because God will see your stamina before he can test you. He will never test any ordinary person who is not up there, this kind of test to Abraham. God is not shy abuser. God is not shy abuser. God will never abuse you. But God can test, because any time people receive Christ, after a while, you will be looking, even since I received Christ now, look at ABC happening to me. Yes, it's been there all along, all those things. But because you are in darkness, you don't see it. If we switch this light off now, any of us won't be able to see what is inside of us. If we go to walk, we will be. It's the same thing when you're still in darkness, you don't know nothing. Even though that was why you don't think things is happening to you. But by the time you accepted Christ, everything is open before you because you are worshiping. You are no more worshiping God of darkness. It's two things in life. Darkness and light. Light is God. Now you are under light, which is God. You are under light, which is God. Now you can know so much. So that was why some people at that time would complain, that is not in my note. That is a giving tonight. Let us read Exodus 33, verse 11. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, like I just explained, as a man speaks to his friend, and he will return to the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle. God will tell Moses what is coming. God is going to say, oh, I'm not going to do it without let Moses know. Moses know God's way. And Abraham, God will reveal it to him. Why? He already designated those two people as his own, God elect, his own God people. That is what he called them. So in order for us to want to be in that category, you see some people, oh, when they bind it like that, when they do this, we all can do the same thing. We all can do the same thing. The more you pray, the more your prayer life, the more you'll be experience a lot of stuff in your life. It's not a joke. It's not that. And that often happened to sinners, a lot of sinners, who drag their feet to come to church. A lot of sinners who resist God. A lot of sinners that maybe it's like they drag him to church. And test me and see that I'm good. When you test living God, when you partnership with God, when God knows you and know your family now, when God makes you his own child, you will know that being in that darkness is foolish. It doesn't make sense. You get all what it takes. Come to the table of your father. You are a princess and prince to come and eat in the table that already set for you. You belong there. But until when you come, when you first receive Christ, you walk on it. And the walk is not, somebody like, you walk on it. How do you walk on it? By talking to your God, by relating to your God. That's all, by reading your Bible. Come to prayer meeting. Sunday, come and listen to the preacher. Come and listen to the word of God that is going to come out of the preacher. Being a preacher, it doesn't mean he knows better than you, but the word of God will come out of him. God, we just put and say, okay, go do this. Sometimes you don't even know if they say, okay, well, you sit down. Listen to you. Then put it down. Go and talk to godly people. I thank you all tonight for making yourself available. But since we already prayed for Amanda, any other prayer, we can do our business here. Udo is here. We can do our business here. Our prayer tonight, we will not let Gabriel, we will not let it go. All my people are here. All the prayer partner, they are all here. We will pray tonight for all those prayers that we got before this place, before we will put it to an end. Amanda is in ICU. We already pray for that.
George Allen.
Huh?
George Allen.
Oh, okay. George Allen. Okay. Okay. We're going to pray for that. Like we always do. He's having a heart problem. George Anna. My brother, please, is in emergency. Huh? Okay. Can you pray for that? Come on, come out here and pray for that, please. We will all agree. Like, that's your own business. We will all agree tonight. For George Adnan.
Yes.
It's in emergency. We will pray for that. Any other prayer?
A friend of mine's father is in the VA hospital, and hospice was called in today.
Hallelujah.
So pray that for him.
Irene? Come on out. Let's go. Hallelujah. Who else?
My son-in-law, rheumatoid arthritis, is attacking his lungs.
Hallelujah.
He's very near death.
Okay, Gabriel, out of here. Huh? He's gonna. Please go ask his name. Go out and ask for the name, please. Oh, yes. Come closer to me, my friend, please.
Very sick. Saturday night, we
are for Lucia.
They have to give her blood for her to survive. She's still in the hospital.
Devil is a liar.
Yes.
All our messages to today is from here since morning.
My sister. Because her immune system is being suppressed, she caught a virus and she's having a hard time fighting it.
What is her name?
Her name is Doreen.
Doreen?
Yes.
Okay. I will pray for Doreen. Who else? Oh, my friend.
Girlfriend,
it's in rehab.
Reaching
What is her name?
Colleen.
Doreen. Okay. Colleen. So you Colleen, I'm gonna add that to your assignment. All right, start, my brother.
This is not for spectatorship. This is for all of us to enter in together as we begin to pray. We come together in one accord.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you that we have the privilege as the body of Christ, filled with the Spirit of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Empowered by the name of Christ and washed in the blood of Christ. And standing in his place and in his name and in his stead, we have the privilege to bring these needs to you. For you are a God who's so faithful and so loving and so caring. And we, like Abraham, put our trust in the relationship, in the covenant relationship that we have with you. So we can bring these needs to you, my Father, with full assurance and boldness as we come to the throne of grace in our time of need, because you invited us to do so. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb.
Yes.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Thank you, Father.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Tada.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory and honor and power and praise be unto your name, Almighty God, and unto the Lamb. We worship you in your midst tonight. We worship you,
Jehovah,
in your presence. For you are a God who heals, for by the stripes of Jesus we were healed. And you care about our physical bodies. You care about our emotional situation. You care about our spiritual well-being. And we thank you, Father, that we can bring these names to you tonight in faith, knowing with full assurance that you hear us. And if you hear us, we know that we have. That's what we have asked for tonight. So, Father, we begin with George, Georgiana. We pray for him, Lord. We pray for his physical healing from a entire body, Lord, complete and whole. You know him well. And we continue to agree with his wife, Dolores, that healing is his. And we thank you now for the manifestation of that healing, that we will have a testimony very soon with complete recovery in the name of Jesus.
Glorify you, we bless you, Lord. You are a good God. Father, here we are before your throne right now, Jesus. Father O'Brien, you need help right now, Father. You say where two or three are gathered, your name there, you are. Father, we know you are here tonight, Lord. Father, any darkness in O'Brien's life right now, let your light, let it shine, Father. Where there's light, there's no darkness, Father. Ah. No darkness. O'Brien, in Jesus' name, you are free. Yes. You are free tonight. Salvation is yours, Lord. Salvation is yours. Father, and the father-in-law that present this man, Lord, in Jesus' name, go and touch him too, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Whatever that concerns him, Father, in Jesus' name, concerns you. Ah. Father, send relief for him too, Lord. As he care for Brian, in Jesus' name, care for him too, Lord. And bless him.
Amen.
Bless him, Father.
Father.
Soon, let us hear a good report.
Report.
A good report we ask for. Because of your miracle. We expect your miracle to happen here tonight, Father. As we bind in Jesus' name, it shall be bind in heaven right now, Father.
Amen.
Whatever atrocity that might be going on here tonight, in Jesus' name, we destroy it. With your blood, Father. Your precious blood, Father,
Father,
we destroy it. Come and reign here tonight. Let your name be glorified.
In the name of Jesus. Name. Amen. Amen.
Lord, we thank you. We thank you that we can gather like this tonight. Hallelujah. We're grateful that we can come before you.
Hallelujah.
And pray one for another.
Yes.
Lord, we're just so grateful for the covenant. Thank you for the teaching Paul gave us to remind us of covenant.
Yes.
The blood of the covenant
yes.
is stronger and greater than anything yes. that's coming yes. against us or any of these people that we're praying for tonight. Jesus, we thank you. Father, thank you for sending your son. Jesus, yes. you won yes. on that cross and in the pit of hell, and you rose mm. again, yes, and your yes. word Ooh. Is true.
Yes.
So we stand on it tonight, Lord, and for we bring Cindy's request before you for Michael and his daughter, Dawn. She brought her dad up here to have time with him, and he's failing. He's been failing fast. But, Lord, the important thing is he's not a Christian yet. He hasn't received Jesus as Lord, and in the name of Jesus, we ask you to do a mighty work there, that he not leave this earth without knowing you as his Lord and Savior.
Yes.
You know what he needs. You know who he'll listen to. Hospice care, that's nothing for you. I ask you to bring across his path, whoever he'll listen to. From the north, south, east, or west, it doesn't matter because your blood is greater and we're interceding for him and we're asking you to make that difference in his life that he receive you before he leaves this earth. And Lord, if his heart is stubborn against you, take it out of the way. Take that out of the way. None of that in Jesus' name. Heart problems are nothing for you. So we bring him before you and ask you to intervene and to bring what he needs. Bring him people that he'll listen to, like the people who minister in hospice and in nursing homes, people like Maria Sandel, who brings the love of God and the covenant of God, shows them the life of Christ until they want him. So we thank you for it. We know that you will do this for us. And but Dawn, give her peace.
Yes.
Lord, bring her peace to her heart and her mind for her dad. And we do ask healing for him. From the top of his head to the soles of his feet, and that he know it's the love of Jesus and the blood of Jesus that has done it in his life.
Thank you.
We come boldly to your throne of grace, gratefully to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And we know that you're working on it. Even now, it's in process. And we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Father, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for today. We just want to thank you for this gathering. We just want to thank you because your blood speaks greater things than the blood of animals. We just want to thank you, Lord, because when we come before you, you don't see us, you see Jesus, Father. And so, Lord, we step in the gap today, Lord God, and we lift up Colleen before your throne of grace, that you will touch her, Lord God, that she will fulfill her life destiny in the name of Jesus, that whatever is holding her bonded, Lord, you will break in the name of Jesus, that, Lord, he who you died for her, Lord God, that she will see your light, Father, Lord, and that which you paid for on Calvary, she will enjoy in the name of Jesus, that you will touch her mind, that you will change her taste, oh God, so that she will desire the things of God in the name of Jesus, that, Lord, whatever she needs to do to just be in your will, Lord, that you will do, Lord, that you will send people into her path, Lord God, that you direct her path, Lord, that you break any kind of bondage she might be in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you will touch her in the name of Jesus. That, Lord, who will come back and hear a testimony in the name of Jesus. That your name will be glorified, Father, Lord. All this request, Lord, they look big to us, but with you, there's nothing impossible. Because you are the God that can do all things.
Yes.
You are the God that does not change, Father.
Yeah.
We have seen you raise the dead. We have heard, we have testified of your goodness in our lives, Father God. And you are faithful. You that did it before, you will do it again, because you are not a man that you will change. Uh-huh. You are not going to do it us because we didn't pray. Lord, it is your blood we are seeking tonight. Hallelujah. It is your mercy we are seeking tonight. It is your mercy we are seeking tonight. This is the reason you came. The Bible says, for this reason were you made manifest, to destroy all the works of the enemy. Father, all these things are the works of the enemy. Let your name be glorified, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we just lift up Michelle before your throne of grace, Father, Lord. She might be there, Lord God. We ask that you will touch her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. One decision, oh God, they can just change one thing that would reverse whatever is going on. Father, Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you will touch her in the name of Jesus. We praise peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified, Lord. We pray peace in the name of Jesus. That, Lord, your name will be glorified. That you strengthen her body in the name of Jesus. That, Lord, that which looks impossible to men, you will make it possible in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we just want to thank you because you're faithful. Because your name is on the line, Father, Lord. Your name is on the line. They know us, Lord, as Christians. Lord, let your name be glorified, God. Let us come back to testify of your goodness in the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to worship you because it is done. We just want to worship you because you're faithful. We just want to thank you, Father, because you're good. We just want to thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Prayer is your idea, Father. We just align our words with your word, Father, Lord. We are praying not, Lord, our own idea, but that your name will be glorified. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. And for every need that's not even met, said tonight, Father, we pray, Lord God, that your name will be glorified. That nobody will come here and live the same way in the name of Jesus. Every need that's not been even spoken, Father, Lord, that you will hear in the name of Jesus. Because you're a faithful God, Father. You're a faithful God. Father, so we thank you tonight. We bless your holy name. We lift you up with our praises because you are indeed a holy God. Because you are indeed a mighty God. Father, we just worship you. We exalt your holy name in the name of Jesus. Be thou exalted, O Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen.
Before we finish, okay. Hallelujah.
It was almost like the book of Acts. It was that strong.
Amen.
And, you know, and Pastor John and Miss Anita could testify to this because they saw the same woman.
Uh-huh.
And she said, look.
Please, you're going to do it. Don't go. Call him out.
We pray together, and when we pray together, do something together, things happen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Let's stand in agreement for Colleen, as Dave, our brother, has brought her to our attention. And Father, we lift her up to you, Colleen, Lord, and we know, thank you, Father, that you are the one who breaks the chain of addiction. You are the one who breaks the yoke that keeps her in bondage. You are the one who sets her free. And Father, we declare tonight that she is free from whatever that is attacking her. It has no business in her because what affects Dave affects her. And he's your son. And so what affects him affects you, God, and affects all of us. And so what affects Colleen affects us. And Lord, we command Colleen to be set free tonight in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for that grace and the peace of God to fall upon her now tonight in the name of Jesus, as she'll cry out to you and receive all that you have for her in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Lastly, before I recall everybody, those of you who are here tonight, if you are in need, I will deploy you. Don't go home without coming now so that we can all pray on you. Finally, I will pray for Doreen. I didn't forget about your sister. All right? I said I'm going to pray for Doreen. Everlasting God, his sister, believe in you that you are the one that can do it. Put in petition a prayer for her sister, Doreen. There is no distance in prayer. Wherever she may be, this affliction of sickness upon her. Sickness is a darkness in body. Whatever kind of affliction in her body that I call darkness,
Jesus, yes.
We're speaking to it right now. Let it disappear in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We send this package to Doreen, my God.
Amen. Jesus, yes.
We don't know her, but you know her.
Yes.
You formed her.
Yes.
She is your daughter.
Yes.
We pray for her, and so it shall be.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
For those of you who may be in need of prayer, whatever kind of prayer, maybe you still want to walk with God, Ma, you can stand up and come out tonight. Whatever may be your own issue, unrest mind, people who are troubling in mind, sometimes you go to bed, you can't sleep. You are here. Don't go home tonight without people to pray for you. If there is any sickness in you, if there is any concern in your life, let me put it in another way. Come out. Nothing. You're not coming to any, you're coming to your God. All right? This is all we got? That's fine. All of you lay hand on her. Never do nothing tonight. So you be the one to do that. Right?
You're terrible.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you. We glorify your holy name.
In the name of Jesus.
We give you praise. We give you honor.
Yes.
We adore you.
Yes.
Father God, you are the Almighty God.
Yes.
We worship you, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you for our sister, Lord.
Yes.
Father God, you know her concern.
Yes.
And you say you will perfect everything that concerns
yes.
us.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you that you are going to perfect everything that concerns her.
Yes. Yes.
Father God, you know her needs.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you will meet her need, Lord, according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Magnify yourself through her, Lord.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you, glorify your
thank
holy
you,
name.
Lord.
Touch
thank
her, Lord.
Thank you.
Because your touch is a touch of healing.
Yes.
Not just physical healing.
Yes.
Emotional healing.
Yes.
Financial healing.
Yes.
Whatever it is, Lord, you know it. Father God, touch her, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you and we glorify your holy name.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
All right, now I'm going to dismiss all of you, our prayer team. Thank you so much. I think you can see all of them. That is whom they are. Call them in the middle of the night, send message to them. They're willing, they're ready. They are a fighter, they are a boxer. They are a soldier on their own. That's what I call them. When the soldiers assemble in the morning, then they get all the order. That is whom they are. And I'm proud of what God is doing in their life. Pastor Ray, pray for us. Because pray for the whole congregation so that we can depart.
Hallelujah.
So that we can end the service.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, what an honor to come before the presence of God tonight to make requests on behalf of those in need. And Father, we believe that we receive the petitions that we've asked of you. Father, we thank you for every life that's been saved and healed and delivered.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for the mighty work that you're doing in all of the lives of the people for whom we pray tonight.
Thank you.
Father, I thank you, Lord, that tonight, that in some that have been here, that there was an impartation of the spirit of prayer. And Lord, that it's not just something that they were taught, but Lord, something that was caught in this very atmosphere tonight. Lord, that they are going to a new level of understanding in their prayer life and a recognition of the power that they've got in prayer. And so, Lord, we thank you for this, for everything that you've accomplished tonight. We give you glory and praise. And, Lord, as we go, we thank you, Lord, that we're going with our heart fixed and focused on you. with expectation of greater and greater things that you're doing in us and through us. We honor you and magnify you and take the time to say thank you. Someone say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Say it again. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray tonight.
Amen. Amen. But before we leave, please don't go home with your tithe and offering. Let me say that, because despite Pastor Chris